Blog Talk Radio.
You guys doing out there? I think that's a little different for you guys tonight. I decided to kind of shorten down some of this music. And I'm coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Tonight's show, this is Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of the Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation and the Temple Mount, The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, all books that you can find at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Books a Million. I didn't put them in order, but you can find those books there. Tonight I'll be talking about Babylon the Great, okay? It's fallen. We've seen an economic crisis unfold before our face today. And I was looking at this and I realized, I've been watching it for a while, but most people are not really aware of the current situation. Even though they hear it in the news, especially here in America, American people, for whatever reason, they have a nonchalant or an attitude of I don't care, even though it's going to affect them greatly. You know, it's going to completely change their lives as they know it. But they don't pay attention to what is going on in the Middle East. It's not so much just the Middle East. It is across the world where gas prices are dropping at such a rapid rate that we're threatened not only this time with a recession, but a real depression. That's what we're looking at. And so I like, because it is our Sabbath today and it is the Lord's Day, I like to take a second out to give homage or to bow down and worship God. And just a quick prayer for us and the fellow brother and those who believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those who have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with His Holy Spirit and part of His plan, those that are called and chosen. And for those who wish to find out the truth and learn their way and enter into a relationship with God. But, all right, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly bow ourselves today. We ask that in the days to come that you will protect us and guide us through these troubled times. We ask that everybody listening to this show will be blessed with an understanding of the current situation and what is going on in our world. Lord Jesus, I ask that you save some souls out there to hear the truth and that you will bless them to know what they ought to do in these times and how to enter into a personal relationship with you as this world crumbles and the economic system is collapsing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So it's a very interesting thing and a very interesting time to live in. And if I had a choice, I believe I probably chose to be born in a different century. But a lot of the stuff we see today, we are seeing things that are coming to pass. You know, we're seeing the fulfillment of scriptures. If we ever had any doubt, now is the time where all doubt is beginning to be removed because you're literally looking at the scriptures. Okay. And I'm going to go to chapter 17 as well as chapter 18 of Revelations. And I'm probably going to look at Isaiah as well as Jeremiah, because they all talk about Babylon. And they talk and they give an accurate description of where we live at today. It's the great melting pot. But before we start that, I want to look at a seal, because you see, there's different things happening in our world. And I'd like to start off in Revelations 6. Okay, and I guess because I cut my music short today, I should have a little time here. And let's look at this. And it's while people, I believe in scripture revelation. And I'm going to go ahead and start. It says, and I heard the open, okay, the first seal. Let's look at these seals and where we're at in time. It says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. And one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
And he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, world dominance. You know, you got to remember crowns when they're talking about that. It said, given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
You look at that scripture. What does that mean? You know, because the Bible writes in a metaphor, and it says it's because those of the kingdom can understand the mystery, but those without. Think about the thunder. You know, people, you say, well, however it happened, 9/11, when those planes roared into those buildings, that thunder, then America got together and it went out to conquer. World dominance, pretty much America, a superpower. Conquering and to conquer. Okay, that's what that actually means. It's always open up today, but scriptural revelation. So we see democracy during the time of Bush became the rule of law or rule of the nations. You know, if you were not a democratic nation, then you were not a part of the system at all. Okay, so that's what you have going on. Went out to conquer and to conquer, that conquer and to conquer. Okay, that's the first part of that. Then you go on, and he says, and when he had opened the second seal, so this is where we're at, where the opening of the seals. And I'm trying to get curious someplace because I'm going into Revelation 17. And it says, and when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And they went out another horse that red and was red. And power was given to him that sat upon the earth to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. You know, you're looking at that. I can't say 100%, but a great sword, a great war. You know, what has been the war since 9/11? This great war on terror that has gone from nation to nation, and now you're seeing Islam go up gaining foothold everywhere. You see these movement of ISIS and that ideology spreading throughout the world. You know, it really is the spirit of Antichrist. Because I looked out showing my son a movie the other day, and we sat down and watched The Cult, The Third Reich. And there was a time when Hitler rose and all these people followed this man blindly into death. There was a time of what they consider science and technology, the questioning of God, whether he really exists. And then I was showing him how that same ideology is the same ideology that was in Amendum with Zygos. That's the same solution. The science and other men were going to fix their own problem in the absence of God. God is questioned. God can't be real. And these are all oppressive things. Same thing. So I look at Islam. Islam has gone out, or this radical Islam, as they say, the Bible. If anybody has ever read the Quran, they know it's not a peaceful religion. Regardless of the lies you may tell and try to convince somebody that it is a peaceful religion, it is not a peaceful religion. Because the Quran talks about killing infidels and all that, but it's not a peaceful religion. You know, but their actual writings tell you it's not. And it's really just basically Mosaic law versus with the cultures. Okay, and so we see that horse that went on. It says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I behold, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. Notice that he has a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the fourth beast saying, a measure of wheat for penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, they hurt not the oil and the wine. Notice that. They hurt not the oil or the wine. What is going on today? What is the crisis today? Hyperinflation, first of all, that's what kicked off the what they call the Arab Spring. Okay? And now today, the world is being threatened through overabundance of oil. But notice it said, hurt not the oil or the wine. Where I work at, I see people buy liquor all day long. They buy it
and I mean, it's an astronomical number that you really just see people buying liquor all day. And then now the oil today, they said, well, we're not going to cut back. We're just going to let these oil pipelines just open up. They open up the valve and let it run free. Barrels of oil are going down. Hyperinflation is already going on. You go to the store, you buy eggs for $4 or better. Bread, high. Milk, high. Hyperinflation. So now there's a crisis with too much oil on the market, and nobody seems to want to stop. And it's going to the point, he said, hurt not. So there's an abundance of it. And so in that, you're seeing America going into its economic collapse. They can't sustain what is going on. And first you had China that had the jitters, and then now Wall Street, and it's a worldwide event. It's not just here. But let's look at Babylon the Great. Let's look at why this is happening, why God's judgment is upon this nation as well as this world. A lot of people look at the Bible, and they always tell you about all this good stuff and prosperity, you know, these crooked preachers out here. But they don't tell you that God's judgment is upon the world. You know, that God is angry about how the world has been living, and that his judgment is coming upon all men. You know, he tells you that he's going to punish those men. He's going to punish the world for the evil of their doing. But when you listen to a false preachers tell you everything is good. Everything is going to continue to be good, and this is your season. This is your season to be blessed. Okay? But God is not saying that. He's not saying it's a time for blessing. He's saying it's a time for judgment. He's telling you that he's had enough of the man, how man in his wickedness. And this is Jeremiah. And I'm looking at what is chapter 9. And it said, they bend their tongues like a bow for lies. And this is chapter 9, verse 3. But they are not valid for truth upon the earth. For they proceeded evil to evil, and they know not me, says the Lord. And he's telling you that. He said they proceeded from evil to evil, and they don't know him upon the earth. You know, that's what the problem is. The problem is simply that they're literally ignoring God. They're literally ignoring the Creator who's made all of this. And they're feeling like there should be no consequences, and they can live any way they want. That's what we have. But the real culprit behind all of this loose living is found in chapter 17. In chapter 17 of Revelations, you find the harlot. Let's look at this harlot. Let's look at the corrupter of the earth. And it says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying, come unto me. Come, hear it. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that set it upon many waters. In other words, on the multitudes of nations. That horse that went out to conquer and conquering, making the rule of law of democracy. You know, if you're not a democratic nation, you cannot participate in the trade. It says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk the wine of her fornication. The inhabitants, they have looked at America and may have become delusional. Even when you look back at the Arab Spring, and it was hyperinflation that kicked it off, but everybody's looking at the American dream. And so America has gone out and they met a few families, a few heads of states, and made them rich. You know, when you look at Ecuador and you see all the stuff they've done in South America, how they have sent in different people to overthrow, and the CIA working down there to overthrow different governments and establishing puppet governments here in the Middle East. You know, the policies, even Farrakhan, which I'm not Muslim whatsoever, I am a saved person.
baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost according to scriptures. You know, the Bible talks about that. It talks about except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And it talks about how the kingdom of God is within us first, that is the Spirit. And then it goes on and talks about in John 3 and 5 and 6, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So there's a physical kingdom coming. But before you do, you can get into that, you have to be born again. You have to become a new creature. In Acts 2:38, it talks about repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of sins. Okay? So when you're baptized for the remission of sins, that's when the blood of Jesus applied to you, as it says in Revelation 1:5, it said, he washed us in his own blood. He washed our sins in his own blood. So you find out the blood and application and how that is applied to you, like it's in Acts 2:30, because it's water. But when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and it is spirit, it says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So now we await a physical arrival of his kingdom. So America has gone out, and it has carried the world in a direction. They become delusional with them. You know, the world policies, the agendas that they're passing across seas have rose up these people, and they have a great hatred for America because they are part of their oppression. So he talks about in verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. This is a representation, America riding up on the back of the beast or Satan. It represents his government. 7 heads, 10 horns. You see that in chapter 12 of Revelation. To the 12 of Revelation, you find in the beginning verses, you see the red dragon in chapter 12, and says, and there appeared a wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, okay, and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third parts of the stars of heaven, and he did cast them to the earth. So see who's behind these governments. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. That's what Herod tried to do. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations. Notice this, world dominance. He is to rule all nations. That's why I said the kingdom of God. With the rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God to his throne. Okay, and you find out in verse 7, it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was there a place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon, see, the devil, who is behind these political governments, these governments that are here, when it talks about 7 heads, you know, they're talking about Satan and his system. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceived the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And here's the day of Pentecost in verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation. When did salvation come? But on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came down, and the strength in the kingdom of our God, that's when the spiritual kingdom of God had arrived. And the power of his Christ, that's the Holy Ghost. So the kings of our brothers cast down. So if you look at when salvation came to all men, because that was Acts 2, where it started at, and it went, that was to the Jews, and Acts 10 was to the Gentiles. Same thing, was no difference in the formula of baptism in Jesus' name and being filled with the Holy Ghost. So you see Satan is behind this government. And you see America has a dual meaning in chapter 17, but it represents a woman. And she's riding up on the back of these governments, up on the back of the beast, the back of the devil. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls
That's back at chapter 17, in Revelations, and 4. In her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. In other words, that cup, that golden cup in her hand, is even talked about in Jeremiah. The golden cup, that is the cup of democracy, the filthiness, because with democracy comes loose living. It is a world without God. You can live any way you want. You're free to be whatever you want. So you don't have to acknowledge God. That's the first government system, too, Nimrod, which was a black man, or an African, but yet he's a black man still, but African, and just everything was black in the beginning, regardless of what people believe and what they want to believe. The Bible bears it out. And Nimrod, who has come under a whole lot of different names throughout time, but he was the first world ruler and dominated the world. Okay? And so he did that. And then from there, later on in time, this is what this whole fight has been about. The devil's been trying to dominate the earth through men. He has been world dominant. But as it says, he goes on to tell you, you know, that cup of democracy, that was the first democracy, was Nimrod. Yeah, okay, and he said, and he had man all unified. He's the first world leader. It said, up on his forehead, up on her forehead, was written, mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth, the things that are corrupting the earth, the harlot, the mother of all false religions, abomination of earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints. So we find out what's going to happen here. And notice that this woman is drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. A martyr is not somebody who blows themselves up, but a martyr is a person that can bring light to a situation that seems to be hid. Before that, because of that information, they are killed. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, why did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that was and is not and shall ascend, it's talking about the Antichrist, out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they dwelt on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life. Notice, they're not a part of this. From the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, talking about the seven continents of the world, not Rome, in which the woman sitteth, which she has authority all over this world. It said there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seventh, and going into perdition. Now check out verse 10. Scriptural revelation, not my thoughts, because a lot of people have been looking for that for years. What you have there, I'll call them out for you. Okay, during World War II, we had the Axis and the Allied powers, okay? So the first one to fall during World War II was Mussolini, that's one. Then after Mussolini was Hitler, that's two. Then Hiroshito, okay, three. Then there was Winston Churchill, okay? Winston Churchill government just went off the scene and ceased to be a world power. Some things that happened, like you see America doing today. And then number five was Russia during the Berlin Wall. They broke up. The Soviet Union was gone. And this is all in my book, The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Rise of the Antichrist and the Return of Christ. And it's based off of Daniel's vision. Number six is us. And there's a six that is. We exist. Okay. America began in its decline during the first housing bubble, which was in 2008. And number seven came online in 1999, which is the EU. Now, number eight is still yet to come because they're working on it, and that is the United Arab Nations under the Mahdi or the Antichrist. Notice something. Seven is part of the eight. Now, look at what is going on in Britain right now. Britain has people there that have Sharia law along with their government. So there's two different court systems, two different government systems operating side by side in Britain. Sharia law, as well as the Britain or Harvard law they have,
are working side by side. So they go. They, if they have a problem, you're Muslim, you go to the Sharia court. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Seventh is part of the eight. So eventually the whole European Union is going to end up joining themselves like that. They'll all be under the influence of the Antichrist and your false prophet, which we know the false prophet is Pope Francis. It's very obvious. He's the only one who can unite everybody because he talks about the devil being the father of all lies. So the devil has orchestrated every false doctrine there is. So he has the ability to bring them all together. He is the one who will introduce the Antichrist to the world. So we look at chapter 17 because America's judgment is upon it. It goes on and he tells you the fate of America, where we headed. Is in the 10 horns which thou saw, verse 12, are 10 kings. This is the Western EU, which is present now. We can see these people. This is prophetic stuff happening, which has received no kingdom as of yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast, and have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. The beast, the Antichrist, will not have nuclear weapons, but these countries will, and they will give their power. They will do what he tells them. And they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and kings of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. They're trustworthy. They call, they have been chosen, and they're trustworthy. And he said unto me, the water which thou saw, where the whore sitteth, are people, multitude, nations, and tongues, the great melting pot. America, people, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. Look at, they try to make homosexuality a law of the world. So Paul, the Pope, come in his own name, preaching the same garbage. He says, in the ten on which thou saw upon the beast, these shall have hate the whore, and shall make her desolated and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire, and I'll explain that to you if I don't run out of time here. So God has put it in their heart to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the word of God shall be fulfilled. In other words, world dominance is going to give it to them. And the woman which thou saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, the United Nations. That's why I have the United Nations symbol on my flip slideshow. Because every king, no matter whether you're friend or foe, you all drop up in the UN. So this is America, people. You know, it ain't hard to understand that. And why will it burn with fire? When America made homosexuality the law of the land, they chose their judgment. They chose the ending of how this nation would end. Because the Lord talks about that, and he tells you in the Bible, he says, and this is 2 Peter chapter 2, it says, and they spare not the old world. Now look, it says, for if God spared, this is verse 4, for if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them to chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah and 8 persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world and of the ungodly, and turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those afterwards should live ungodly. He made them an example. So we passed a homosexual law, so therefore we picked the judgment of America. America is dying, people. This is no joke. It's not something I came on the radio just to tell you because it's a real issue going on. You can see it at the pump. You see it on TV. This market is going to collapse because it has to collapse because the Antichrist system has to come. But the end of this nation, and for all their evil and all their ungodliness in the homosexual nation, they have chosen to be destroyed by fire. They're going to nuke America at some point. If you're not right before God, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to die right here in this nation with these people. You're going to find yourself under the same fate. When he talks about Acts chapter 18, says, come out from her. Come out from her. Separate yourself from this evil nation. Get your mind right. Prepare your mind before God. Okay, people, I thank you for coming out to Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my book. The first one I wrote was The Revival of the Roman Empire. And that's based off the vision of Daniel. Then the next one is about the church. It's a devil workshop, history of the church, rise of the cult, how Satan have infiltrated it, caliphate, rise of the Islamic nation, and the Temple Mount. It was talks about the rise of the Antichrist and how he's going to sit in the Temple Mount ruling the world. I thank you guys for coming out, and you can find those books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million and other websites. I'll have another show probably sometime this week, and I'll try to keep you informed on the situation and the developments. And who knows, the market, the way the market's going, you can wake up tomorrow and we all broke and poor. Are we all in a situation that is we're not prepared for? And that's the whole thing about the government. They don't want us to be prepared. They never told us or make you informed. They keep you in ignorance. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Arthur Joseph Smith. You guys have a great Sabbath, and I'll talk to you guys later.